We'll learn today Mesach the Megvoyz Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph with the Holy Rebbe. The Holy Rebbe of the Harav Hagoyim, Rav Doctor Colonel Yitzchok Ariel Shlita, known affectionately as Hoy Ariel. Mishnah Aleph Kol Hamoedev LaMikveh Kimikarid is a Meudev that's attached to the Mikveh is Mikveh. Anything that's attached is the Yisrael Chaim. Mikveh is Makar Chaim. You want to attach yourself to a Makar Chaim. Good for you. If you don't want, that's your problem. Your problem. If you Meudev the Mikveh, you're part of the Mikveh. Vaita. For example, here we go. Chode hama'odav is sitkei hama'orav. The chode means the holes of the cave and the cracks in the cave. Matbul bohem kimo shehem. You can be toiling them the way they are. Picture 98. Chode hama'orav is sitkei hama'orav. Matbul bohem kimo shehem. Sedek bikir hamik ve'ein b'roichev ha-sedek roichev shtei etzbois shezeu shir shaferes ha-noit. You have a crack in the wall. You see the wall? The very part, you have a crack in the wall. So Shnei Mikvois, Nasim, Chubot, Mechubot, Mzela, Zev, and Echshav, Mekva, Echad, Rakim, Yesh, Bnei, Mechibur, Kish, Shifaferes, Hanoid. Hastokim, Vachoydim, Shibikiro, Samikva, Hare, Elu, Bechlal, Mikva, Vilchen, Yoch, Lutav, Bachem, Afilu, In Yo, In Benom, Lebena, Mikva, Kish, Shifaferes, Hanoid. So you can stick a needle in there. If you want to stick a needle in that little crack over there, to be told, in that little crack, go for it. All the good, no problem whatsoever. That's the halacha. So nachmal kamar lemikvah kamikvah yochayar maror, the coals of the maror, the sitke maror, the holes and cracks, matkul b'chem kamoshahim, where they are. Ukas hamor, a nayadin. Ukas, what's the ukas? Okay, 99 will see in a moment. Hamor be'ein mat bilim ba elim kein hoysa nekuva kishafaris hanoit. Amar Rabbi Yehuda emosa bezman shim ma'amedes atzma, avalim ein amedes atzma mat bilim kabo kamoshahim. Picture 99. Here we go. Picture 99. We have a whole page of pictures over here. Mikveh, picture 99. Nekev mechubes ha-mechabes ha-maim she-mikveh im ha-maim she-beh she-uka. So what's an uka? What's an uka mean in English?
We had it before.
Pit? We had an uka before? We have an uka before. What would it say? What's an uka? Uka eitzla v'shua. Uka e uka. What's an uka? Where is my translator? I used to have a translator over here. Where'd it go? Where's the icon? Whenever I need, I can't find it. Here it is. Here's the translator. I should really just say to Google.
We had it.
How do you spell an uka? Uka over here with uka with an aleph. An uka with what? How do you spell an uka? Uka. Ukas. With a suf. Ukas. Chafira. Okay, good. Chafira shebetzad hamikvah. Chafira. Translate from Hebrew. No translation. No translation. If we put over here an aleph, it says straight. With a hay, it says a sump. What's a sump?
A sump pump is like to drain a sewer. Like a sewer.
A sump, a trap, a cavity, a pit, a well. Pit. I don't have such a good vocabulary. I need a very simple word for my little simple head. A pit. The pit. Vaita, so gvaldik, is a chafira shabakarka. Okay, gvaldik. Therefore, now let's see the picture of the Nachum of 99. We have a nekev hamachabres hamayim shabamikva im hamayim shabuka. Uka she'ein bo 40 sa befnei atzma. Ritzbas ha-mikveh ma-medes es ha-atzma. Kaloi mar hi chazoko dayu l-loseis es mishkoloi shal ha-tevu b-mikveh. So that's what it means, ma-medes. That's what it means by ma-medes. It's able to support the weight of the person. It's going to be going to the mikveh. He's not going to break the floor. Ha-mayim shabu-uka harei elu b-mokim nifrad min ha-mikveh. U-l-chein im yesh b-nekev roichav shifaris ha-noit. Ha-mayim shabu-uka. So therefore, you're able to be told, how are you going to get in there though? How are you getting into the uka? How do you break in there? Okay, good, fine. On the left side, mikvah nekev, berechav kol shuhu, hamachaber es hamayim b'shmikvah hamamashavukah uka, ritzbas hamikvah einam amedes es atzma. It's not strong. Kolomer im yikane zadam litpol ben mokam ben mikva tishaver ritzbas ha mikva. In this instance, what is the halacha? Hamayim shabuka einam b'makom nifrad me'amikveh. V'arei elu mechubadim l'mikveh afilu ayidei nekev kol. So you don't need over here shofar es hanoit. Here it's a leniency, it's a kula. It's considered to be one mikveh. V'yachol lachatpil b'mayim shabuka u'mikol makom nekev kol shubi inam shemir ein sham nekev klal ein kan mayim foritzah habambul zelzeh. So what's the chumrah? What's the chumrah? In both instances, you can be toivel. The difference is you need the gap between the two to be a shifayferes hanoid. On the picture on the right side, if you don't have a shifayferes hanoid, you cannot be toivel in the ukah, because then the ukah is considered to be a distinct entity. But the picture on the left side, since that barrier cannot support the weight of a human being, it's considered to be one entity. And even if the whole is kol shehu, it's considered to be connected, and you can be toivel there no matter what, on the bottom. Okay, very straightforward. Let's see the Mishnah again with the Rav. Very straightforward Mishnah, easy Mishnah. Kol hama'or l'mikka k'mikveh. Chori hama'or v'sitka hama'or matbil b'chem k'ma shehim. Uka hama'or. The uka, the pit, the chafira in the ma'ara, ain't matbilimba. Elim kin hoysen the kuva kishe foiferes hanoid. Am Rabbi Huda, emosai. Bezman shima medes azatzma, where if you can stand on it, it's not going to break. Avlim in ma medes azatzma, if it's not going to medes azatzma, then matbilimba kamashahi, then you can be toivel in, even if it's even a mashu. Pick Rav. What does the Rav say? Kol hama oriv l'chorabikva, chorin shabasach hamikva. The chayrin, the holes that inside of the mikvah, mishum shereiv tefilas shalachem b'ma'aretz, because most of the tefilas are done in caves, kari we call the mikvah ma'ara cave. Kama shehein, af al pi she'ein nikuvin kishifaferes hanoid, even if they're not nikuvin, okay, they're not nikuvin kishifaferes hanoid, good, it's going to be good. That's the cavities, the holes and the cavities. Good, next case. Uka shahamara. Guma. Shemshul ha-mikvah. Ein meimecha nechshavim im meime ha-mikvah shalamala mehem liyos kishenim litbo bohem. Ela. Im kain. Yesh beneihem kishifayferes hanoid. On Rabbi Huda imosai. Loi bar Rabbi Huda lachloik. He's not coming to make trouble. He's coming to be mazbe. He's coming to give us a hezbe. Bezman shihi ma'medes es atzma. Kishabo litbo bebe uka. Ho uka hi ma'medes es atzma. Koyach, koyach gavra, you can stand on it. Ve'ein agag hamavsig beino ubein hamo'ora noifel melov. It's not going to collapse. Avla minam asatzma. Uveshabar shalitbol noifel gag ha'uka shehi tachtis the bar ha'mikveh. Umisarvim meme hamo'ora b'me ha'mikveh. Oh, then you do not need shifai feres hanoid. Mat bilin bo kimo shehi. Afil ein b'nekev kishif feres hanoid. They had period. Okay, gvaldik. Let's see. We have the ikum mefarshim. What will the ikum mefarshim be mechadish? Hakdama. Perkeinu oisek beiruv hamikvois mixing taruvis. A taruvis of the men's mikvah, the ladies' mikvah. Taruvis. Mikvah mole in mikvah choser. A mikvah kosher, mikvah shav, not kosher. Kain misba'er beperkeinu din tzvilas kelim b'seich kel. Ah, a tzvila of a kli while it's in another utensil. Wow. Aleph hakdamah b'shoseinu melamedes din mayim shemuchubadim b'shkosei ha-mikvah din mayim shebeseich guma ha-smuchel ha-mikvah. Okay, two different types of waters. Matbil bohem k'mo shehem af she'ein bohem ela mayim mu'otin. The gam likewise ein miuravin im cho arboim sa shebe mikvah rak roichav hasora. Just to hear his breath. Afilu hachi mutu lahatbil bohem kalim. Okay, you're allowed to be toivel kalim. That's on the sides, the cracks and the slivers. Even though there's only a mashahu to connect them into that area, if you can fit a needle in there, it's going to be good. But what about it's below ground? Let's say it's underground. Ukas ha-mo'ara, ha-rambam, ha-ram, perishushi, guma, pit. Tachas, karakis, ha-mo'ara, ha-teferis, Yisrael, perish, gumash, bekarako, ha-mo'ara, b'tzar ha-mikveh. Different shot. It's a gumo in the karka. Ah, it's not on the ground. Not like in the picture. According to the... He disagrees. You see, he disagrees. It's on the side. V'yesh buka mayim kesheinim, kosher water, pachos merbom sa. The davka b'choyrin uvistokin shein toichal al gumas ha-mikveh. Then we say sagi b'mechubayim kesor, like a hare's breath. Lechoshev k'mikveh atzma. Aval uka, she b'tzad gumas ha-mikveh, it's the side. The koysel is mafsik b'nehen. Av she'atikra sh'al gabe ha-ma'ora mitzdarfoy. Even though the roof is going to join it together. B'chashuva b'fnei atzma v'tzoch nekev she'tzirfon kish she'feferes ha-noid. If it's a separate section, then you need to have a more significant opening. Oid kosav im eino. So what then does it mean? Eino medes atzma shakoysel shemafsikon ruua verofof. Okay, you're just saying basically the same idea, but instead of saying that it's on the bottom, he's saying that it's on the side, and it means the wall that separates the two is a very weak wall. Then it's as if they're connected. Ukvar shonin matbilim ba kamashehi. Afil mechubadim kuchrasara. All right, that's it. Let's see the tableau.
But it's more mistaver to say that you're making a distinction between the horn and the stucken versus an actual hook on the side versus a top to bottom, right?
Right. I mean, you're saying, because since he's saying that the choyr and the stockim are on the side, and the uka, according to the Teferis Yisrael, is on the side, so there's a similarity between the two. There's a similarity, whereas according to the Rav, we're going from apples to oranges. We're going from watermelon to dates. One has no shaykhs to the other.
It's unless like, you order watermelon on a date.
It's like going, like a difference between a man and a woman. Tzrochuk mamish, like the distance between Mars and Venus, no shaykhs to one another. Two total different entities that think totally different. Vaita.
If I'm picture number 99, the mikvah on the right, there's no problem in being travel in the mikvah itself. There's a problem just in the uka, right?
Right. The mikvah has 40 saw. The uka doesn't have 40 saw. The uka needs the mikvah to make a kosher. And since, according to picture 99, that the bottom, the floor is so stark, so we view the uka to be a separate entity. And the only way you can be mechaber of the two entities is through a opening that is kishif aferes hanoid. But the mikvah on the left, the floor is so weak, its keilu doesn't exist. So you don't even need anything. Automatically, they're going to combine. Yeah. Okay, let's go weiter. Let's proceed in the picture, the tableau, page 85. Kol am udim l'mikvah hariyuk mikvah. Perek vav mishnah alav v'fi Rambam v'rav v'ikim v'farshim. Choyrei v'sidke am ora chorim o tzedakim shebekoistel ma'or. We have holes, cracks in the wall of the mikvah. Shemsechem ma'ora v'hamayim shemsechem mechubarim l'mei ha-mikvah. The water is attached. Kichut ha-sara. Kesheirim l'tzvila l'fi she'hinom mifulashim l'mikvah. They're open to the mikvah v'tail l'klapa of the bottle. V'dinam ki mikveh atzmai. Bayit ukas ha-mikveh. But let's say you have a gumash shetachas ha-mikveh. A pit. Uba mayim kesheidim. Pochus me'arboim sov. Im mechuberes. L'mikveh shalgaba b'nekev. Kishifayferes ha-noid. Gvaldik. Dino ki mikveh atzmai. Atzmai. Dino ki mikveh. It should say atzmai. What is the word atzmai? He should say that it's dino. The din of this. Oh, it's an uka. Uka is lashon is a zocha. Dina, no, it's a dekeva. Dina, it's her din. Dina, her din is kemikva atzmoi. I'm not sure why the grammar. I don't know the grammar.
Uka.
Mikva is dekeva or a zocha.
I would say
it's zocha. Ah, zocha. Okay.
I don't know. But
a mikva, by definition, is a man's mikva. Rabbi Yehuda mefarish divrei Tanakama. Shetzach nekev kishe foiferis hanoid rak im gag ha'ukot yatsiv v'chazak. It's firm. Al im gag ha'ru'ua v'atoivel b'mikva noifel l'sech me'ukot he'll fall because there is weight. Will be a collapse. Dino kichor ha'ma'orah, the size of the ma'orah, shadai l'chem b'chibur kol shuhu. It is sufficient. A chibur kol shu, the smallest amount. Shadai l'chem b'chibur kol shu, small amount. Then the smallest opening is going to be good enough in order to join the two together. Okay, let's have the Mishnah again. Easy Mishnah. Call ham order lemikva can make v'achori amara, the holes v'sidka amara matkul b'chem k'mashin the way they are. No problem. They just be told the way they are. In other words, even if it's going to be a mashu that's connecting them, it's going to be good enough. But uka sabara, little partial means you have a cavity in the ground. You have to have an opening that size. Am Rabbi Huda, a mosai. When is that size going to be good? That's provided, when do you need it? You need it only when this ground is strong, it can stand by itself. Then it's going to be a hefsik. And the only way to open up the hefsik is to the kishre feres hanayi. They must have his man shi in mamedis atzma. Avlim in mamedis atzma. Let's say the ground is so weak, then you don't even need a shifre feres hanayi. Then mat bilim ba, even if the inside, the bottom below, is even the opening to the kosher mikvah, is going to be bar kimashi, even the smallest amount. Mishnah base. One moment, please. Cushion. Ah, I have a special cushion. I have a special cushion over here that's good for my back. It fits my, should I be graphic to tell you? It costs a lot of money, this cushion. It's worth every penny. It makes such a difference. I have three of them. I have one here, one in Rabbi Shmidman Shul, and one at home. The one in Shmidman Shul is not mine really yet. I got that garbage. I have to get another one. This one, I bought two different brands. They're both the most expensive ones I can get on Amazon. They're great. They're both great. And I found now even a better one. I want to buy it eventually. I don't have any money to buy it. One day I'm going to buy it. An even better one. This one's supposed to be mamash, the spitz. It makes such a difference, I can't even imagine. Totally changes your posture, changes your frame of mind. It's unbelievable. Makes the world of a difference. Vite.
And it's shaped like the letter L, or it's just something to sit on?
Here. Oh, that's it. See how it's curved? You see how it's is it indentation?
Yeah, yeah.
And also, it's also, you know, the memory foam.
Yeah.
Costs a lot of money. Costs plenty of money. But I can honestly tell you, this was worth every penny. It's worth every penny. It really, really makes a difference. Because I was hurting, my back was killing me. I was really having a lot of problems. Sit in the chair, you know. I really. Also, when I learn on this chair, I feel like more like, okay. I feel like I have more stamina to learn, to do something. When I slouch on a chair, also these chairs in the shul here are terrible. They put a lot of money, they're expensive chairs, but they're no good, these chairs. They're not very comfortable when you sit here more than 5 minutes. Everything is a chachma in life. Everything. Everything is a chachma. Basically, you make small little differences in life, it makes a world of a difference. A small little difference. You buy your wife a birthday present, you get a lot of mileage out of it.
When is your birthday?
When is my birthday? I died already. I'm now in the afterlife. Dali. A bucket. My name is Aether. Like as in a grave. Dali Shehu Male, Mishnah Beis. We're up now to Mishnah Beis. Here we go. Mishnah Beis. Dali a bucket, Shehu Male. Kalim. Dali that's Male Kalim. Hidvilam Hare Elu Tehoidim. Vim loy taval, ein hamayim meoravim, ad sheyu Noiravin Kishifa Ferris Hanoit. Okay, picture 100, 101. Here we go. We have picture 100. Galishi Moli Kalim Bidbilam Hare Lutoidim. P Kli Tsar Yoiser Meroichav Shifa Ferris Hanoit. Okay, the opening is more than Shifaris Hanoit. Hitbil Deli Tame Bimikvilataro Yesh Besoicha Kli Kalim Gitanim Hatunim Tfila. Inside, he's not showing you x-ray vision here. He's not showing you what it looks like on the inside. On the inside, they always say to people, I'll see on the outside. I'll see on the outside. Here, he's not showing you what it looks like on the inside. Once the tefillah works for the deli, ma'ayim shabedeli nechshav l'meha mikveh, v're'elu mitadim kelim shabsecha deli af al pi she'ein ha'mayim b'chubadim b'shaferes ha'noit l'mikveh. Even though there's less than Shafaris Hanoit, Shahare Mayim Elu Mitadim Esadli Yachar Imamayim Mibachot Nachamo. On the top it says over here, Pi Kli Tsar Yoiser. Ah, so it's less than Shafaris Hanoit. He's saying a tremendous Chiddush, an awesome Chiddush. Once the Tefillah works for the Kli, it works for what's inside the Kli, even though it's only a Mashum. Nochmal, a hit will delete. Tommy make me glad. Yes, we saw that delete. Can't get with time to mustila. Mayim sheoyle tefila ledli. Mitoych sheoyle tefila ledli. The same way that the tefila works with the delete. Mayim shebedli. The water inside the delete. Nechshav lemei mikveh. Vahare elu mitarim kelim shebesoych adli. Afal pi shein amayim mechubarim b'shoferes hanoit. Even though it's less than shoferes hanoit lemikveh. Sharei mayim elu mitarim es hadli. Yachadim amayim shem bebuchutz. It works. Now, my only question to you is, how did you get the other kelim inside? Don't confuse me with the facts.
Maybe it's your tamacha.
Ah, good. Okay, you're saying good. You're saying very good. You had a machad in there, and it's less than Shafaris Hanoit. Okay, you're saying good. You're saying very good. Right, next picture 101. Vimlav, let's say, Eina Mayim Muravim Ad Sheyu. What is Vimloy Toval? What does that mean? Eina Mayim Muravim Ad Sheyu Arvim Kishaferes Hanoit. So let's see how he explains this over here. Yesh Bifi Adli Roichav Kishaferes Hanoit Hamachasha. Roichav, the Machasha means the illustration. Roichav Shaferes Hanoit Re'e Bitsir 80.
So let's both.
Fine. Yesh Rech Adli Kelim Gutan Matun Tvila. Dli tar. The dli is tar. Okay. Hamayim shebe dli mechubadim lamayim shebe mikvah al yidei pi al pi adli sheyesh beruchav kishveres hanoit. So he's saying over here is vimloy taval means it doesn't need tefillah, he seems to say. Let's read this in the bottom. Kish adli tar. The ain it tsarich tefillah. So he's saying a marita gavart. That when it says here in the Mishnah, who would ever know this? When it says in the Mishnah the word vimloy taval, what it really means is you don't need to be toivel. It doesn't mean you were not toivel. I was toivel. I stuck into the mikvah. When it says in loy toivel, means I don't need to be toivel. There's no need to do the immersion. Ve'im lo kishad li tar, it means because li is tar, ve'ein oit tsarich tevila. Then the lahaloch is amayim shabit li harei helo, the word that's inside the deli, the word that's in the deli, harei elu mayim shabik helim. Because the deli does not need tefillah, so the mamash bekelim ve'edim me mikvah. V'yaf al pi yishein toilim, v'yaf al pi yishein toilim bekelim, even though we have Allah, that you're not toilim bekelim, hoil v'amayim shebekli, mechubadim le mikvah, dinam ki mekimi ha-mikvah, umelis tefillah b'mayim elu. But it's going to be more than shefaferes hanoit, then we can say that it becomes a mikvah, it's mikvah water, even though you're not allowed to be toilim the utensil, but since in this case, there's such a wide opening, it's going to be good enough. Then you cannot be toivel. You need there to be in the mikvah. Period. Okay, fine. New din. In this case, he's saying a murder gavart that the water inside the deli is not called mikvah water. It's not going to be mitzvah to make the mikvah into 40 saw, because what's inside is really not a kosher mikvah. It's water in a kli, and it has to connect to the real mikveh water, which is has independent shiur of 40 tzah. Shaz the mimer said, "Believe Chabam Lokot Sheish with Shiur Alpi Rav Alpi Rosh."
I have a question. Why don't you put in less than 40 tzah into the delete? Okay. I mean, why is the delete different than the ukra? Why is it?
Because the delete is a kli. That's why. Because the delete is a kli. The ukra is mechubal karka. The ukra technically can be a mikvah. Technically, if you had 40 saw. The problem here is a kli. You're not allowed to be toivel in the kalim. The problem is you cannot be toivel in kalim. You need to be toivel in the earth. In a makam that's mechubal karka, kli is an object which is mekabel tumah. This potential, it's not valid, it's not called mikveh mayim. You're being toivel in the earth. The earth is not mekabel tumah. You cannot be toivel in kalim. Kalim is sudeh v'shalav. Is this called being toivel in kalim? So if this utensil itself needs tevila, then we don't look at it that you're being toivel in a kli, because if the item itself needs to save itself, then we don't look that it's saving you.
Shouldn't it be toivel on the opening of the dli?
No, that only becomes a factor after we determine what you're being toivel in. Before we get to what the opening is, before we get to that level, we first must determine what are you being toivel in. What is the object that's supporting your tefillah? Who's your sponsor? Who's your host? So if you're in an uka, you're in a very good place. An uka is mamisha, is part of the ground. Shail is, you have 40 saw, not 40 saw. If you don't have 40 saw, we need to be mechaber you to 40 saw. We'll be mechaber you through shuferes hanoid. Here, there's a fundamental problem. You're being toivel, you're not being toivel in a mikvah. You are being toivel in a kli. So you forget it.
But if it's a smaller opening, then it's considered a chibur, isn't it?
No, a smaller opening is not an opening. Over there, we learned over there, the only reason why we applied a smaller opening was because when we dealt with the platform that you're standing on, it's going to collapse. So therefore, it doesn't exist. If it doesn't exist, therefore, as long as the water is getting through, we don't even pay attention. But if you have a separate entity, you need there to be kishuferes hanoid. So here, what are you being toivel in? So Moridik Alumdus over this. Mishnah is an unbelievable Mishnah, unbelievable Mishnah. If this object itself needs salvation, if this object itself is Tameh and it today is being toiveled, so then we don't consider the small kalim inside being immersed in the kli. Because if your host can't save himself, he can't save you. If your host is Tameh and your host needs salvation and you need salvation, we don't consider you being toiveled in a makam that's called karaka. Normally when you toivel in the mikvah, you toivel in the karaka. This is not karaka, because this is a utensil. But if the utensil is tameh, I'm here to be immersed. So you're not being toivel in me, because I myself need tefillah. So therefore, the kalim inside the kli, it's also being considered to be immersed in the mikvah. But if your host is tahar, then, you're tahar. Now we look at what's inside to being toivel in a kli. No good. You cannot be toivel in a kli. If you can't be toivel in a kli, we have to be mechaber you to the real mikvah. How will we mechaber you to the real mikvah? You're going to need to have kishuf aferes hanoid. On Erev Rosh Hashanah, there's an inyan that the most chashuv person should do hataras nedarim last. Not first, because all the people then already had hatara. It's a maila to get hatara from people who already had Atara. If you sit down with the big Rosh Shiva, so everyone is a choyte. Everyone's a sinner. So if the Rosh Shiva goes first, what kind of maila is three sinners are saying to the Rosh Shiva, I call Mutarim Lach, I call Mechulim Lach, I call Shriim Lach. It's like you go to Bellevue Hospital and you tell everyone there, I'm a Shiach. And they say, we believe you. You are a Mashiach. What's the godless of having three Mashiach and believe you're the Mashiach? The godless is first cure the three people. They should be normal, healthy people. And then tell them Mashiach. And then they say, you're Mashiach. So then three normal people believe you're Mashiach. So you do Ataras Nedarim. The most chashuv person goes last. That way, the three people that are going to be mata his neder, they already had atara. Yavoi tar v'yitaru ataru achayim, the kohen gadol first v'chiber ba'adoi v'ad beisoi, and then he's mechaper for Gans Klal Yisrael. He first has mechaper for himself so he can be tar, so he can be matar the Gans Klal Yisrael. So zilba zachir, this is merdeka yisoid. This kli, if it's tameh, it needs its own salvation. If it needs its own salvation, it cannot be, it's not considered, the small utensil that's going to be put in this kli is not going to be considered an entity because it itself is in trouble. But if this thing already is tahar, oh, I'm a gavra, I don't need any help. And now you little guy, you're coming inside of me, it's not good. Because now that I have gaiva, I'm an entity, you cannot be tovel in a kli, you have to be tovel in the mikveh itself. Rav Steinman, we did not like it. Always tell people, do not say by a levaya that the niftah should be a melitz yosher for us. He would say, he has his own problems now. He needs someone to be a melitz yosher for him. He's now going through din. Neshama, he can't. What kind of nonsense is this? He should be a melitz yosher. He got his own problems, the neshama now. The neshama now is going through days of din. A whole year of din of Gehenna. He's burning in Gehenna, this neshama. He's going through din. He can't help you. He can't even help himself. He's so selfish. So selfish. Be a male litzyosha. Go to the Kisi HaKol and be mevakesh rachamim. Whoever told you to say that? Who made up this nonsense? It says in the big books that a person dies, he has din. He has din. He's not eligible to go and be your Amazon Prime for you. People think when someone dies, oh, Amazon, I have a new recruit for Amazon Prime to bring me peklach every week. Go be mispal for me. Don't send peklach. You get peklach. When people say, oh, you say kaddish, you're sending peklach. Baloney, what they mean to say is you say kaddish, you get peklach. We live in a selfish world. Everything is about taking. Oh, I haven't seen you in such a long time. What can you do for me? Who you connect to? What could this guy? Oh, the Gadol Hador. Look who's here. The Gadol Hador is here. Oh, let's get a bracha. Why don't you go give him a bracha? Look, the Gadol is here. Go line up. Holocaust survivor. Go line up. Get brachas. Go give him a bracha. Everything is so selfish. Such selfish people. Holocaust. Go get a bracha. Shugas, mamash is a choyli anevish, a mental disorder.
When you say that the kalim that are inside the bucket, the pail, it has to be tar. So are they mevatel to the dli itself?
No, they're not. No, they're not mevatel to the mayim. No, they need to come in. They need to be fully wet. It's not magic that if the outer kli is tar, the inner kli is tar. No such thing. And they need to be fully immersed in water. And the water is considered mikvah water because the kli doesn't exist. What do you mean doesn't exist? Since the kli is tameh, so the kli got its own problems. When a tameh digger kli goes into mayim, it's not called a kli. That's the yesoid. The yesoid is, why is this utensil going into the mikvah? Because it's tameh. It has issues. It has issues. If someone has issues, then they don't exist. So the little kalim that are inside the big kalim, they're not considered to be inside anything. Because why do you go to mikveh? You go to mikveh because you have issues. So if the one that's outside of me has issues, so he doesn't exist. He doesn't exist. So as long as water touches me on all four sides, I'm done. But if the one outside of you has been healed from his malady and he's tar, now the little guy that's inside, that's tummy, is considered to being immersed in a utensil. That's no good. That's illegal. That's valid. By Shresna, that's going to be good. Gvald Mishnah. This mamash, all the yesoidas of life are in this Mishnah. Let's see the Rav. The Rav here says, Rav, back on which page? On top of the page. Top of the page. Page 86. 86 is a very important number. Pei Vav.
How are you
going
to put a museum into the mix? I don't know.
What?
I said, when you make your museum, how are you going to get your mikveh into the museum? I don't understand.
We'll build one in the museum itself.
Yeah, but you're gonna need so many different things. You're gonna have to make a uka. You're gonna have to make a kli.
Money can buy anything. Money can buy anything. Money can buy happiness. Money can buy even a Sony Betza. You can buy for money.
Yeah, that's a good joke. I like
it. You never heard it before?
I did many years ago.
For money, you can buy anything. You can buy money, you can buy happiness, you can buy shidduchim, you can buy Torah, you can buy kavod, you can buy a nice chelik in Gehenna also with money.
So when you come up with a cute joke, why is Pesach Sheni more expensive than Pesach Rishon? Because the credit card bills from Pesach Rishon come in.
30 days.
Okay, right.
Rav, vashteir the Rav, vidbilam harelu tardim ha'afilu ha'afilu ein piadli rochav kishaferis anoid, kugoyin shadli atzmai tamei, the dli is tamei, vitzach tfilo, the migu the salkele tilu dli, salkele nami lamasha besoichai. He's saying words here, the migu, the same way it works, but I explain, you have to go deeper than that.
That's how I learned it, but I like your explanation.
I think what I'm saying is the same. He's just saying words. It means since it needs tefillah, that basically means that it's not a kli. It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. It has no, it's not independent. It's not considered to have an entity to itself. Okay, weiter. The migu vai fine. The migu, the migu, it doesn't mean, you know, it means it does not need tevila. It means that it's a tohar utensil. Koloimar. All the koloimars are the best. You're not coming to be matbil. You don't need it. It's sorich tevila. That's an amazing statement. If a taitro, it means vim lotah, means it doesn't need to be immersed. Okay, let's see what the Eker Mefarshim. Eker Mefarshim Mishnah Beis, in the previous page, Hakdama. Mishnah Senudam, Betfilas Kelim Mishachakli, Kelim Zachakli, Vakvashnin Beset Chakiga. Shrak Inyan Truma Matbilin Kelim Besech Kelim. Ava Lakoidesh, Echmiru Shetzach Lahatul Kol Kli Bifne Atzmoi. Aha! So he's saying that this whole halacha that we, this halacha only applies to truma. This that we're permitting you to be tovel kli b'sech kli, is saying only when it comes to truma is there such a permissibility. But l'kodesh the more machmir, shetzorich lahatbil kol kli bifnei atzmai. Chagiga perek gimel mishnah aleph, unbelievable. I have to go test people in the Avenue M today later in the day to see if they know this fact. Tell me a chilek b'nageh tahara. Benogeya the chilek between truma and tahara. Tell me. I'll give you a hint. Chagiga. You don't know? Sorry, buddy. You call the police. Vaita, you're a danger to society if you don't know that difference. Vaita, now we go learn over the tabla. What is in the tabla? Kol am ode bi lemikva harayil ke mikva v'perikva. Fine. Choyred, we did already. I'm sorry. Page 80, where's the table? Page 86 in the bottom. Tilas kam tamei b'sech ha'kli. Hadli atz maitame, hadli atz maitar. So the hadli pasuch pochus moshev sanoid. Mitar sha'olsa tfil ludli, also na'gam l'kem moshev sanoichai. Ha'kelim tameim. Why are they tamei? Lefi shemei hadli loy mu'urav im mea mikva. The reason why it's tamei is because you don't have kishafer sanoid. But let's say how to share sanoid. I came to hide him. Lefi shemayim shabili mechubam lemikvah lemayim shemikvah. Gevaldik. Okay, let's has the Mishnah inside one more time. The words of the Mishnah. Dli shumale kalim. You have a bucket that's full of kalim. It bilan. Have able to hide him. Provided that the dli itself needs tefillah. The dli itself is in the same ballpark. Also needs rachamim. So when I need rachamim, you need rachamim. Memela, I don't exist. When a person needs rachamim, it's bittel atzma, bittel, this bittel. I don't exist. This humility. It's when you're better. When the guy on the outside, I'm better than you. I'm tahar and you're tameh. Then the guy on the inside is in a lot of trouble. When the guy on the outside is humble, he says, I'm tameh. So we're all in the same ballpark. The Eibusha will come save you. The same will save me. But when I'm gewaldig, I'm the spitz, no one comes to me. You know who I am. I'm the Gadol Hador. I'm Mamish, the Gadol Hador. Then you're garbage. Garbage. Then the guy on the inside is in a lot of trouble because the one that claims he's the Gadol Hador is an impediment. He is a source of contamination. You have to make your own Pesach to break out. Would you like me to elaborate, give you some case examples, some case studies? I don't think so. Lashon hara lamed hei, burning, whatever. Vaiter. Vaiter over here, vim loy tova. Let's say you don't need, does not tefillah, then ain't my muravim. And what's the parenthesis? Vim loy tova. If you don't need, he says change the gear, there's a vim loy tova, period, take out the parentheses. Then, achiu muravim kish shefeferes hanoid. Okay, Mishnah Gimel. Shloisha mikvois b'zeh eshim sa, b'zeh eshim sa, b'zeh eshim sa, ma'im shuvim. The three mikvois. The apprentice over here, b'zeh eshim sa, b'zeh eshim sa, b'zeh eshim sa, 20, no, we have three mikvois, this one has 20, this one has 20, that's 60. B'zeh eshim sa, ma'im shuvim, v'hashov ben atzad, and the shows on the side, v'yordu shloisha tu went in, v'tavlu b'chein, v'nisar v'cha mikvois, Tohirim. I have no idea what that means. 102, my little head. No clue what that means. Okay, here we go. Picture 102. 102, this is rated R. I want parental guidance rules over here. All parents should be advised. Parental guidance rules. No one's allowed to learn this mission unless they're accompanied by a parent. Even a parent, this is not permitted. This, the imagination is worse than the reality. How can he make a picture like this? What does he have to go make the person invisible? Just put the person in there. He doesn't have to draw any. What does he have to make it invisible for? I really believe that this picture is worse than if you just draw the picture of the person. What do you have to go? You don't have to draw any body parts. He always has pictures of people. What do you have to go leave blank in the middle? Because blank in the middle, all of a sudden you start to think, your mind begins to wander, you have your maharer, and before you turn around, you call the Breslov guy for tikkun. What's going on over here? This is bizarre. Hamikvois, tayrim, v'atayvlim, tayrim. Saw, you have 20 saw megasham like shalom mikvahs, 20 saw megasham like shalom mikvah, 20 saw mayim shu'uvim hapsimul mikvah. So we have two, and so the two are no good, and two, but at least it's megashamim, and the last one is no good altogether. It's mayim shu'uvim. Now look at this brilliant mice over here. Who would ever know without seeing the picture? I would never, ever, ever figure out what is going on over here. When they go into the mikvah, their body volume causes the water to rise. All rise. Judge Judy has entered the room. So the water now has risen. The water. It's like mamish shafte mayim besasim. The body has entered. We ask the water to rise. It rises. It goes up over the top. It's now Mu'udavim. Ah, 40, 20, 20, 40. They connect. It's like to launch the nuclear missiles, you have to have two people at the same time turn the key. You ever see those movies? You have one guy on one side of the room and one guy on the other side of the room. You ever see Richard Pryor, one of those movies? They killed the two guys and he took a shmat and a string and he tied the key on the other side and he turned it and he pulled the string. No, I know. I remember what he did. He killed the guy. He killed the guy, but he put the guy, then he tied the guy to the key, and he tied a rope around his hand, and he sat on the other side, and he turned the key, and he pulled the string, which was attached to the dead guy that he killed. So when he pulled the string, hand turn, is able to turn the keys at the same time, both ends of the room, launch the nuclear missiles and destroy the world. The question is, how come we're still here then? I thought what the movies is the reality. I thought when I was watching and I saw them turn both keys, I got on the floor. I thought the world is now over. Weiter. I always tell people my guy in my show, I talk about, you know, the guy who carries the football for the president? You know what the football is?
Yeah.
The new codes, the football. So I always joke that the guy, people over here, everyone is retired this year. They came from everyone, different jobs. And I said, mayor, he used to carry the football for the president. That was his parnasa. And what happened was one day they saw they was pushing all the buttons. So he got laid off. Here he is, in the coil with us. He loves when I say that. He loves when I say that. Vait, I don't know why, but he just loves that. Hamikvois, kishayardu nisarva hagbeg sham ilum ilum yeshkan 40 sashir mikva. Nishabra maima shuvim imea gishamim, sheshvim shiur mikve. Ah. Now, nishabra maima shuvim imea gisham sheshvim shiur mikve, vintarva maima shuvim vinasa gam him maim hamatarim. So in this case, it's 60. 20, 40, 60. And we only really need 40. But now we have 60, because we all come together, Tzvemin, we're now going to have a taruvis of 60, but 40 of the 60 is going to be good water. It's gvaldik. Okay, let's see over the bottom. Hamikvois toidim, hamayim, mishtreish hamikvois nasu, they all become nasu mayim akshayim lemikveh v'gam acharei shiya yitra toivlim v'zchoz lemayim shebchol mikveh lemukaymam yachol l'chayisvol kol mikveh b'fnei atzma l'hashlim l'shir furitza v'arei zed mikveh kosher. All the water now becomes kosher, they've been kosherified because it's all mudav, the majority was ha-toivlim toivim also tila l'shloshtam he'orois. Okay. We got over here some he'orois. What are there was? The outer walls are larger than the walls. Shebein ha'mikvois. Kach shamayim ha'tzofim l'mal choyzhim l'mikvois. You need the picture. If not for this picture, you know, you never know what's going on. The extreme outer walls on the left and the right, they keep all the water together. If you don't know that, then there's no hope over here. Now, how would you know without seeing this picture? They would flow away.
Why doesn't he say that you don't even have 40 sa? You don't even have 40 sa. Forget about Maim Zolchim. You might not have this Shir Mikvah.
Aha. I hear what you're saying. Okay, maybe there's a lot of water. I don't know. Maybe there's a lot of water. Yeah, I don't know. But he's saying there's also a problem of Zolchem. Okay, base. They would call one mikvah. Now, by the way, notice over here that a person over here is being toivel in less than 40 saw.
Yes.
Oh no, not really. No, there's no. You have 40 saw. The old
47, but it ends up
right,
having
60. I have 60. But notice, but the main thing is notice that you don't in this picture. You don't physically need 40 saw to cover the person's body. Yeah. That's what I wanted to point out because I always was confused about that. I was always under the belief until I learned with you, until you taught me this mesachta. This is what we learned so far. I always thought that a person physically cannot possibly cover his entire body unless the amount of water is 40 saw. And that's obviously not true. The amount of water that a person needs to immerse physically, I'm not talking about the shir mikvah, is much less than, you have 20 saw. Here you have 20 saw of water, and the 20 saw of water is enough for the person to be fully immersed. Okay, you still need 40 saw to make a kosher mikvah, but you don't need physically 40 saw to immerse the body. Mm-hmm. Now, the reason why I was misled to believe that was because I always thought the reason why you need 40 saw is because 40 saw is the volume of water in a person's body. And that's why you need 40 saw. You need 40 saw of water because a person, if you would liquefy a person, if you would turn the person into water, even though a person really is 70% water, if you would make the other 30% of the person into water and you would measure the water, you would have an average of 40 saw. I maybe that's wrong. I remember hearing that. Sadakasha, even if it's true, even if it's theoretically true that a person, if he would be liquefied, Aquaman, he would turn into water, the amount of water in the container would be exactly 40 saw, but you don't need 40 saw to cover your body. The inside of your body makes a 40 saw, but to cover your body, you don't need 40 saw. You can have less than 40 saw. Is that true? We have to go as a scientist in a laboratory to do some experimentation, do some mathematical models with very sophisticated...
No. They know how much of the body's water. They know, I think
70%.
It's 70%. I think it's 70%, right? 70?
70%, like the ocean, the world, the same proportion. Oilam is a Raya Chazal say this. Adam is an oilam cotton. Oilam cotton. It's exactly the same proportion of water in the human body that there is on planet Earth. Mm-hmm. The amount of water relative to dry land is exactly the same proportion of amount of water in the human being. And that it's an open mimed chazal. Chazal said that Adam is an oilam cotton. In man lies every element. We learned the Navi, in one of the prophets said that anything that you're gonna discover in any planet, let's say you go to Mars, you're gonna discover a new element. Wow, look at that. We discovered a new element. We add to the chemistry tables in high school. All the boys and girls who took the regents are now have to be, they're going to fail because they didn't know there's another element they added to the periodic table. What's the table called already? I forgot. What's the table called?
Table of elements.
Table of elements. We have another element to add. Guess what? That already is already in this world, in man. It's somewhere in the person's body. And if a scientist don't know where it is, that's their problem. Any single thing that you will discover in the entire universe already exists already in some physical and spiritual form in the human being. Weiter. Schleuches nach was so ich bin schon schon was noch schon gemacht wenn die Frage bei ihnen schon mit für echt AVP geschteuvel im Raum heim mit Zahl von Yachat. Even though you told them some Yachat im Hayu nach schon mit für echt Hayu mal schön bis zum Mikwa schlichen Psulim as am Mikwa noch they're considered to be separate mikvahs. The einam nechshavim le mikvah echad. They're not considered to be one mikvah. It's not called one mikvah. Yeah. Af al pi shekashatayv le mochem achim mitzav miyachad. Why? How do you know they're separate? Shemachay nechshav le mikvah echad. Hayu hamayim hashuvim shebe mikvah hashlishi poislim. Wow. Esa mikva kedin shloisha logim shuvim shepaislam mikva kodim shestarfu boy mem so kesherim. Because over here, even though you can have a total of 60, but we're still going to say that those that 20 is going to be like gimel logim shuvim, which is going to pass. Why? V'tamadava she'enam nechshav le mikva echad. It's not one mikva. Nemei she'enam mayim noigim elu be'elu el lefi sha'ah. Wow, look at the lumnus over here. There's more lumnus over here than mamish, a plum on Pesach. When they come out of the mikvah, the Chazanish you see over here was a total genius. He knew this stuff like Mamish, like Shvili Din Harda. He knew like the Shvili Din Harda. He's like he's like rocket science is a piece of cake. This like brain surgeries, you know. He knew the Mishnah just like he knew brain surgery. He knew this stuff inside out. Unbelievable. So he's saying over here is that he's saying a merdeka kasha. Think about this: is that when you combine the two together, if you really hold it to one mikvah, and the all mitzvah of asachas, we should consider the possibility that the three lugim came into the mikvah before you had a full 20. Who says that the 240s came first? If they're all immersing at the same time, there's a possibility that the 20, that's no good, number two and three, man in cell number two, man in cell number three, they entered first. And they raise their water to the higher level, and they combine. And then you have three lugim before you have number one raising the level. If number two and three go in first, then you're going to have 40 saw, and that 40 saw is going to be puzzle. And once it's puzzle, then there's no hope. So you have to say that even if they go in first, it doesn't make a difference, because it's not considered to be that number three and number two are one, because they have separate walls. And when there's no one in the mikvah, then they don't mingle. So being the only way they mingle is only through immersion. That only makes it called a chibur, but not to make it one mikvah. Unbelievable. Gimel, le'el, perikei. Before in perikei we learned. Perikei, mispar sh'odom ha'soysim es'apritas ha'mikvah sh'li yikal chumayim b'chutz le'mikvah nechshav ha'davah sh'havayos ha'mikvah sh'havayos. The havaya of the mikvah yikal yidei mekabel tomoh. The raised that posel at Ladas Rabbi Yossi. He's posel le'edus. The person is mahavi. He holds the water in place from allowing the water to escape. Does the given an adam? An adam is a chefs of tuma. If a chefs of tuma is mahave, tahara, it's nishkut. An adam cannot be the source of creating a mikvah. The adam can't save himself. He certainly can't save the world.
But he's not creating the mikvah. He's like the mikvah's been created through hesed.
No, so b'l'chor over here, he's creating the mikvah because we need him to immerse in order to raise the water level to make the mikvah.
He's not holding the mikvah. I mean, he's not.
Okay, it's a different.
He's in a different bar.
The shtickle I hear, it's a little bit different. Okay, a little bit different. Okay, I hear. But it's still the similarity. So that's the answer. Mishnah Seinu Af Al Pisha Toivlim B'Mikvah Him Agarim Es Achibur B'Mayim B'Chichsha Mikvah Ein Zeh Nechshav Shavayis HaMikvah Hi Al Yidei Mikvah Oltam. Why? V'Tam Hadavakot Chazanish Yesh Loimar Dekevin Da Odom Eino Isa Achshav Klum Elosh Shememayid Es Avir Habor B'Mitziu Soivlim B'Masov Ein Lebekos B'Kach. To be a Mahave, you have to say a shame.
Yeah, I would say
you can't just.
That you need kavana, right?
I mean, dead weight. He's just dead weight. He's saying he's dead weight. I go in the mix. The water rises. Yuppie do. I didn't do anything. I didn't do a kavana. I didn't say a shame Hashem. I didn't say a.
But if you say the shame yichud before you go in, and your other shame yichud is to be mashed from the mikvah on the other side, so the other guy
doesn't seem even that. Even that seems not going to be enough because you're just going in. He's saying you have to do more of a significant ma'aseh. Just putting your body in there doesn't seem to be enough. All right. So let's finish up with let's go back over here to the Mishnah. See what we're up to in the Mishnah before we go to the next page. Shloisha mikvayis v'zeh eshem sa uvzeh eshem sa uvzeh eshem sa ma'im shuvim. The third one has ma'im shuvim. V'ashav in atzad, and the shav is we'll call it cell number three. Person in cell number three. The yardu shloisha, the tavlu b'chem, and the savru hamikvois. The law is tohoirin hamikvois. The tav, the nisarvu, period. Number one, hamikvois tohoirin. All three mikvois are going to be tar because number three is going to be mechubar to number one and two. V'yatoivlim tohoirin. Okay, that's next. Hayu hashoruv b'emsa. Oh, but let's say.
I was just thinking of that.
He's in the middle. Okay, musical cheers here. Let's say the shav was b'emtsa, the yardu shloisha, the three go down v'tavlu bohem v'nisarvu, and all the water mixes. Hamikvoyz k'mosha hayu v'atayvlim k'mosha hayu. No one's good. Everyone is tame, tame, tame. Let's see the picture. Picture number 103. Hamayim ashuvim is mafsikim bein me'agasham shebeshnei tzadim. Me'agashamim einim mitharim es hamayim ashuvim u'choil v'ein bohem 40 saw. So You have to hashaka, anayadin, hashaka. You can't do hashaka 20 on this side, 20 on that side. Murdik. If you have a backup, I guess this maybe this happens. It could be this actually happens in real life. It could be this happens is where they have two boyrois. You have two boyrois, and you're waiting for it to rain, and the two boyrois fill up. Each one 20 saw. And you're desperate. You want to get the show on the road. So you want to go fill up the mikvah with the tap water. And then I'll do hashaka. It rained a little bit. So the boros filled up. Each one filled up with 20. They have two boros. You have that. You have that. You do have that. They have three boros. Two boros. Each one only has, and you have plugs going to each one of the boros. So each one has 20. So we'll pull the plug on both plugs, and now it's doing hashaka to two separate boros. Each one has 20. 20 is 40. So we have a hashaka to a kosher mikvah. No, you don't. You have a hashaka to two non-kosher mikvahs. Exactly what's happening over here. It's hashaka to non-kosher mikvahs. Okay, so over here, so that's why you don't have now mikvahs kemosha hain. And the May Geshamim is Keshayu. You can use it in the future. You can add to it more water in the future. Oh, what's the Chiddush? It's Murdi Gavard, he's saying over here. Verim Diak. Ooh. And they don't become tummy. Why don't we go say? Why don't we say? What's 104? It says, see the next picture, 104. Where's 104? Where's 104? 104 is part of the Rav. We're going to have to do that tomorrow. The Rav is going to go weiter. And it's when the Chiddush is, we're not going to say that the middle mikvah is going to become possible. It's going to passel. The one on the right and on the left. Why not? The Rav is going to explain that point. Let's chaz the Mishnah. Shloish mikvois. V'zeh shem ha'shov, 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 v'yardu shloish shem ha'tavlu b'chem, v'nisarvu ha'mikvois, v'nisarvu, kama. Ha'mikvois tarim, v'yatev him tarim. Hoi ha'shov, v'emsa. V'yardu shloish shem ha'tavlu b'chem, v'nisarvu. Ha'mikvois kamosha ha'yu. No good v'yatev him kamosha ha'yu. And that's a kula. The mikvah is still kosher. We're not going to say that it becomes possible. All right, we have to do more. I have to go, okay? I really got to go, okay? I got to run. Tomorrow we'll continue?
Okay, fine. So tomorrow we'll do the question in the Rav.
We have one more picture, though. We have one more picture with the Rav. Picture 104. There's one more picture. 104 is part of this Mishnah. On the next page, page 90.
Yeah.
All right, Gevaldik. Thank you very, very much. Have a wonderful day. All success to you.
Thank you.
See you later, alligator. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.